I was talking on the phone the other day with a friend, a really good friend, about family systems and the roles we play in it and why it's so difficult to break out of them. Her and I are in a somewhat similar situation where we got to a point where we just couldn't take the role that we had to play to be accepted in our family system. And we were talking about how hard it is to change your role because of the judgment of others, especially when you're the only one who's who's in the midst of change. You know, family systems are like reruns. It's the same sitcom, the same episode, the same storylines. The characters become predictable. And it's just spun out over and over, year after year. There's nothing real about it. There's a phoniness. We're pretending to keep up this system that has been evolving for generation after generation. And if we don't stay in that role, so the choice is we stay in the role and we're miserable, but everybody else is happy. Or we change that role and become who we feel we are and become the person that we're supposed to be and live the life that we're supposed to be. And living the life you want isn't always a choice. I mean, there's things that I do that I don't know where they come from. I just find enjoyment out of certain things and I find other things not enjoyable. But I feel like I've spent my whole life doing the things that I didn't enjoy because it fit into the role that was set up for me. You know, family systems, everybody has a role and it has to keep in balance. And when one person chooses not to play their part, it throws the whole family out of whack. That whole system doesn't work anymore. Think of it like an assembly line. You know, if the guy on the assembly line or the girl doesn't put the tires on the car never gets completed. And then there's just a backup of all of these cars on the assembly line that's not finished. That's like the family system. I don't want to put the tires on anymore, so we're not completing the cars. And everybody's pissed off because we have a backlog now. And it's just, there's no more flow. Nothing gets completed. We don't complete the cycle. And when you change who you are in a system, you're taking a mirror and holding it up to everybody in that system. And they have to look at themselves. And they can't do it. So instead of embracing the change that you're making within yourself so that you could be happier and more free and live a more authentic life, they don't support that. They judge it and condemn you for it. And that's the hard part about this change, is it's hard enough figuring out who you are, but it is ridiculously difficult when you have constant judgment from the people around you. Some of it may be verbal, some of it may be nonverbal, but you can feel it. And it's a conflict in you. I feel obligated to my family system. I feel obligated to continue that role. Those people rely on me to be who they need me to be so that they feel okay with who they are. When I stop playing that role and I'm not happy living that life and living in that system, they're going to have to question, well, why? But they only do it for a short period of time, and they'll do it in silence and in hiding because they can't face the fact that the system doesn't work for me anymore. And they don't understand why. And I probably could explain it for 5 years, and I don't think they would ever get it. That's the hard part about recovery. That's the hard part about change. That's the hard part about self-development, self-growth, and looking inside and finding out who you are. You're dealing with your own self-judgment and self-criticism. Well, I've done it this way my whole life, and now I'm doing it different. It doesn't feel right. this is very uncomfortable to grow out of this system, to grow out of the role that I played my entire life. It is painfully difficult to do that on my own. Support would be great, but it doesn't matter. I still have to do it on my own. The problem is with the judgment and the anger that you get from the people you are somewhat leaving behind. I've been to this party. I know how it works. It's the same food. It's the same conversations. It's the same order that we do things. It is predictable. I could phone it in. I don't need to be a part of it anymore. And if I didn't feel so judged, like I was doing something wrong, like I was offending people, I'm not doing this to hurt anybody. You're not in recovery to hurt anybody. You're in recovery to better yourself, to help yourself, to grow up and be the person that you were supposed to be. We get stuck in these emotional developmental stages, whether it's you're an adolescent, or teenager, or young adult, you're stuck somewhere because you weren't allowed to develop and grow out of it because the system doesn't allow it. You have to stay at a certain point. Trying to grow out of that developmental stage, I should have grew out of mine at like 17, 19 years old. I've been stuck in it. I didn't even know it. I can't live there anymore. Playing a role in a family system is like taking your soul hostage. You're not allowed to be anything more than that. You're not allowed to develop. You're not allowed to grow. You're not allowed to have your own ideas and your own beliefs. You cannot go against that system without judgment, without some kind of negativity coming back at you. It's not about you and who you are and who you want to become. It's about the mirror that you are holding up to the people who don't have the courage to leave the system. They don't have the courage to acknowledge there is a system, that they are playing a role. These family systems are just sitcoms with characters who have a script and they have to stick to it. There is no improv. There is no going off script. You either do it the way you're supposed to do it, or you're going to feel somebody's wrath. The change within you, you have to honor. You have to tune into what you feel is right versus what you think you should be doing based on the way you were conditioned. I mean, we're all conditioned in some way. There's no way out of it. And you know what? I've made mistakes as a parent. I try to correct them. I try to go back and apologize. I try to do it better going forward. But the things that I wasn't good at, the things that I did wrong, will have a lasting impact on my children. And that hurts me deeply. I did the best I could at the time. My kids don't want to stay in the family system. They want to grow and become their own people. And I have to honor that. I have to let them be who they are, whether I like it or not. I cannot shame them for being something other than I think they should be. I don't know where they're going to end up in life. I don't know what path they're going to take. But I have to be there and support them, no matter how it makes me feel. I know what I want for them. I know where I want them to be. I know the path I want them to take. If they don't take it, I can't shame them for it. Who am I to tell them who they have to be and the life they have to live? It is my job to give them space. I model the best I can. I apologize when I make mistakes. I listen to them based on their voices, not through the filter in my head. We need to do this for ourselves. We need to start listening to ourselves, giving us permission to break out of the systems and the roles, to become who we were born to be. It's a battle and a struggle between your heart and your mind of what you feel, what feels right inside versus how wrong that feels when you go up into your head and you think about it. Why don't you want to change? Think about it. Why is it so difficult to change? You feel like you're going to disappoint people. People aren't going to like you anymore. I can tell you my world, the people around me has gotten so small. Part of it by choice, but part of it because people just, I don't play that role. That made them feel the way they needed to feel. And once I stopped performing in that role, they don't want to be around me anymore because they're not getting out of it what they used to. And that's okay. It just wasn't meant to be. It was a time frame and it served its purpose. Don't let the judgment of everybody in that system that you're leaving keep you from leaving it. This is your one life, well, maybe more, you know, past lives and stuff, whatever you believe. But right now, this is your current life and you can live it however you want. You just have to make that choice. Hope you have a great day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right. Take care.